This is 91.3 WLVR.
Hi, I'm Patrick Brogan. I book the bands at Music Fest, and I'm excited to share them with you today. A band I want to tell you about is The Beaches from Toronto, Canada, a four-piece all-female rock band, and these girls rock. They're 2018 Juno Award winner for Best New Artist and caught our ear with their driving rock sounds. We actually got connected to them from an agent that we work with a lot, and the minute we turned on their first song, Want What You Got, we were hooked and saw exactly what everybody's seen about them on the festival circuit and brought them right in. T-shirt, a powerful feminist anthem from The Beaches. Boys don't get me. It's their number one single on Spotify right now, and this is the indicative song of their music. I think if you enjoy this one, you're gonna really love the set at Music Fest. Believe it or not, already we have offers out for 2023, and the planning process for next year starts even before this year begins. Whether it's major acts on the main stage that we've already got offers out to, or just little things that we know already. Okay, well, let's try and do this a little differently next year. Or, oh, it feels a little heavy over here, so let's make sure as we start booking for next year, we're going in a different direction. Next up, we have The Youngers from just down the road in Berks County. Here's a bluegrass folk rock band that has quite a bit of southern twang to them as well. We're excited to have it at Music Fest for the first time. I'm going to Memphis in the morning, got my bags all packed. Rolling by the river and the railroad track. Going to Memphis. Just releasing a debut album, Nashville Again. This group has this Tom Petty meets Graham Parsons mix of their music that we really enjoyed about them. Recently playing the area, opening for Billy Bob Thornton at the Sellersville Theater, they've got the sound that makes you want to hear the next song. They just, every time we've listened to them, we've said, oh, we want to hear more from The Youngers. It's an accessible retro rock sound meets a kind of southern twang and rock vibe that will have The Youngers on the map for quite a while, I suspect. He's been on the run since he was a little boy. He wrote the hard country and he walked that thin line. If you want to check out more about Music Fest and see the whole lineup, head over to musicfest.org. We also have the Music Fest app available for download right now. I'm Patrick Brogan. Thanks for listening to WLVR. See you at Music Fest. He grew up by the river and railroad tracks, robbed the bank in Louisville.